Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 96. Episode 96, folks, okay? You know what that means? It means there's 95 episodes prior to this. I hope everybody's doing well. It's only been a week. I'm back on my weekly schedule of doing podcasts. That's my intention. Eventually, I'm going to have a newsletter, which I will send out once a week to announce the podcast, to remind people, and perhaps to say, just give a little bit of some little tidbit, a bonus tidbit, an Al Berman tidbit, and then maybe some, live dates I'll be working, things of that nature. You're not going to be bombarded. When you get on my newsletter, you go on my newsletter. When that happens, when that finally happens, you will not be bombarded with emails from me. And speaking of that, I'm still in the process of working with Dwayne. Dwayne is my neighbor, the techie guy who is converting my website. And, he's very busy. He makes his living as a techie as a freelancer. I'm not really sure. Sometimes he's been under contract and had to go to a 9-to-5 kind of situation for a few months. But I don't know. I'm not really – he's not – I asked him in the beginning. I said, hey, listen, what would you charge me to do this? And I don't know. And he didn't – and then he's hemming and hawing. So he never charged me anything. And I got him a gift card for Christmas. And, because I think he's sort of doing research and development himself on this thing. And wasn't sure exactly how to maybe go about it, but he's, we're almost got it. It's just, it's just taking a while, this thing was, I had asked him at one point, do you think we could have this up by Halloween? And he said, yeah, but I'm finding out now techies, I think, are like filmmakers. They bend the truth. Okay. He's helping me out. I got nothing to complain about him. What the heck, So my whole thing is I just want to get this up and running. I think I mentioned last week, I'm not changing the name of the podcast for now. I'm just simplifying everything. We're going full speed ahead, keeping the same podcast going until further notice as far as the name change. Okay, that's that. By the way, we have 82 degrees outside my window, folks. I mean, we are so friggin' blessed and lucky in Los Angeles. Although I did get a reminder the other day, about 20 years ago, when it was the earthquake. We had the anniversary of the earthquake, and I was in that one. And that was, I'll tell you, folks, that was when that happened. I was thinking, okay. See you later, folks. That's what I was thinking. I wouldn't have been, in other words, I wouldn't have been surprised if I would have, seen the light and seen old relatives. Old relatives, my grandparents. Come on! The earthquake got you! Come over here! Oh my God, would that be heaven or hell? I like my grandparents, but I should say I love my grandparents. I love my grandparents, but did I really like them? I don't want to hang out with them. I didn't want to hang out with them that much in life. I don't know if I wanted to, when the earthquake comes. And anyway, so I digress. It's we're very fortunate, and hopefully we don't have another earthquake ever again. But, the likelihood of that not happening is not likely. I mean, we have earthquakes, I understand, in California every day to some degree. And that's just a natural function of the earth. I guess it's like burping or something for us. I don't know. But anyway, forgive me for that. Forgive me for that analogy. All right. So what's going on here in my building? I had an issue with the faucet a little over a month ago, and they finally fixed. But then a few days after it's fixed, Well, first they had Marvin come in, and Marvin came in, and then there was a he did a little fix on it. And of course, you know, when Marvin fixes something, it's always it may not always be fixed right away. And that was the case that night. There was a leak under my sink, and a little leak, like the little leak, it was a very small leak. And then they brought over Hector, the professional plumber, who knows what he's doing. He's a professional. He comes, you know, I trust the guy. And he came over and he did some kind of replacement thing. However, a few days after that, every time I turn my water on in the kitchen, there's like a, you know, like a punching sound coming from the faucet. And I told Aaron and Janet right before Christmas, and then, you know, they promptly ignored me for about 2 weeks. And then, you know, I didn't make a big stink. And after a while, you start to get used to it. You go, all right, I guess it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, Aaron and Janet, let me just say something about that. When they first came in, I was just, you know, singing their praises as managers. And, but I think now we can tell the truth, and that is, you know, I mean, they're on-site managers, but I've told them to their faces. They're rarely on-site, just like us, you know. And, you know, well, they sleep here, I guess. But, you know, they're here at times. But, listen, I don't want to, you know, do all over them. But I guess it's a bit frustrating. I mean, you know, I guess maybe they also figured out, hey, you know, the way the owners run this place, that if there's an emergency, they're there. And if there's not, you know, screw you. You know, I don't know why I have to do a foreign accent that the owners aren't foreign. But it sounds better to do it like that way. Screw you. I think it sounds better. At least to me it does. But what's happening is, so they, you know, I had spoken to Janet and said, hey, listen, I want to be here when Hector's here. So, you know, and I guess he was here one day and I wasn't here, so I missed him. And it's like, okay, I got to deal with that, okay? I can't be, you know, if it's an emergency, whatever, I'll let that they can come in my house, whatever, but you have to give the permission. So they know that I need to have this done, and then I get a text from Aaron on Friday saying, hey, you know, Hector's going to be here between 2 and 4 p.m. And I go, cool, great, I'll do my laundry, I'll do a couple other things around here, blah, blah, blee, blah, blah, blue. You know, 2 o'clock comes, no Hector. 3 o'clock comes, no Hector. 3:30 comes, laundry folded, put away, no Hector. 4 o'clock comes, no Hector. 4:15, no Hector. I'm going, all right, enough with the no Hector already. So I text Aaron and say, listen, I'm leaving now, I'll be back, but, you know, I want to be, if he comes here, because he was going to come and he wasn't just coming for me, he was coming for somebody else as well. I said, I want to be here in my apartment when he's here working. And so I texted him and I went out, did a couple errands, came back about 5:30, and I went to Aaron's door, you know, and it was open. They have a very secure iron screen door, locked, I'm sure. And he's in another part of the apartment, more than likely on the internet or something like that. And I call out to him and I go, hey, Aaron, did Hector come? And he yells out, no. And I go, I guess he's, so he's probably not coming, right? He goes, I guess not. And, you know, I don't care if he listens, if you want to listen to this, Aaron, you know, I'd rather say this here because if I say it to your face, I might get really angry. So I'll say it here and then you can listen. I don't care. But, which he doesn't even listen anymore, but I just think it was all so lackadaisical. I mean, I kind of made a joke at that point, though. Like, what is he, what's his name, Marvin? He changed his name to Marvin, because Marvin is known for saying, I'll be there between 2 and 4 on Friday, and he doesn't show up until, you know, 8 o'clock at night on the following, you know, Tuesday. So I just thought, like, you know, he could have said something like, I don't know what happened, you know, I'll call him to see what's going on, if he's coming or not. But he never did that, and so be it. But my point is, that seems to be the norm these days for service in this country. It's, you know, that's at least my experience, that people just do just enough
just enough. They don't go the extra mile or even the mile. They just do just enough. Yeah, I'm on site. Look, today I'm on site. I'm in the back on my internet, you know, looking at freaking, you know, sites of whatever kind of sites. And, you know, don't ask me to do a follow-up phone call on a guy that said he's going to come over between 2 and 4, you know. I mean, if that were me, I'd go like, hey, you know, let me find out what's going on here because I don't want to hang around, you know, I hung around all day, you know. So that's that. I don't know if that was kind of funny. It probably wasn't too funny. But I don't care. Maybe it was. Hopefully it was amusing. Maybe if it wasn't amusing, maybe it was informative. And if it wasn't informative, what can I say? I did my best. Okay. So so funny. This woman I know, kind of an attractive woman. She's married, although I've never seen her husband. I don't live near her, but I run into her from time to time. And she's got she's from Britain. Very sexy British accent. And she knows I had hip replacement, and she saw me the other day, and she goes, how are those thrusting hips? And I was just like, wow, what a suggestive thing to say to me. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, where to go with this. I said to her, you got to be careful what you say, because I might not be responsible for the consequences. Of course, she knows I'm full of it, because I'm just such a friggin' law-abiding citizen. And, of course, I would never... I fooled around with a married woman once, and I didn't even know she was married until after I did it, and then I felt horrible. I mean, we got into a relationship, and that marriage broke up, but I felt horrible for her husband because I was kind of friendly with him, but I didn't know I thought they were like roommates. That was a very long time ago. I thought they were roommates, and they didn't seem to be like I almost thought they were like brother or sister, and... So, you know, I don't believe in messing with anybody's woman, married or not married. That's my feeling, you know. Call me old-fashioned, or just call me old, or call me fashioned. So I ordered some vitamins from this online store, which I've done consistently over the last, I don't know, 6 months, a year, something like that. And they're very good. I gotta tell you, the prices are good, the... delivery time is good, and except this time, I ordered some protein powder, and I always order chocolate, and this time they sent me vanilla, and so, you know, it's just, oh, man, you know, oh, I'm going to have to freaking send this thing back. So, I called up, and I told them, and they said, okay, we're going to send you out this, well, first they said they were going to, you know, they're going to email me the label, and I can, you know, return label, and I could just, you know, mail it back. And it's just like, mail it back? Do you understand what it's like to go to the post office in Los Angeles? And then, but then I talked to my personal mail carrier, I asked her, if I gave this to you, would it be okay? And she said, yeah, you know, wouldn't it be a problem? And then I thought to myself, so anyway, the very next day, they sent me what I wanted. So, boom, it was like hardly any downtime. I mean, I got the actual chocolate, too. So now I had two chocolates, two vanillas, 2 pounds each, something like that. 8 pounds of protein powder. Probably lasts a good, you know, 4 months, something like that. I don't know, whatever it is. And then I said, well, you know what? Oh, maybe I'll try this vanilla. Maybe I'll hang on to it just for the heck of it. And I called up and I asked, and I got the same girl who I was talking to the other day, who was telling me she's going to, you know, send me the return label. And I was having a hard time understanding her. Her enunciation wasn't that great. I felt like she was getting a little bit of an attitude with me. And the first time, the second time I heard her voice and it was her. And I said, oh my God, I got you again. And I said, well, hypothetically, I didn't tell her who I was. I said, I just have a hypothetical question. I said, you know, if I decide to keep the products that that were shipped by mistake, I guess, should I just call up and then give my card to you guys over the phone? How does that work? Or do you like, get? I don't know what the policy, what's the policy? And I'm sure that if they don't hear from me, if they don't receive their return merchandise in a timely manner, they're going to contact me and say, you owe us money. But I figured, hey, I could avoid that and just can I just give you a card? And she could not give me an answer. She said, I cannot answer that because I don't know the specific. I would have to look at your order. I go, well, don't you have a company policy regarding, like, keeping a return, like keeping something that was wrongfully sent, but so you decide not to ship it back? And she couldn't just say, yeah, it makes sense. Like, you know, I mean, to me, it's just like, if she would have said to me, what are you, an idiot? Just friggin', yeah, call us up and give us the credit card. I would have respected that because that was, I was being OCD about it. Like, well, what do I do? But instead she's put down, well, I don't know, there is no policy because I'd have to have the specifics. And I didn't want to, the reason I didn't want to do that is because I didn't want to have to go through all the security clearances to ask a stupid friggin' hypothetical question. So you can't even be hypothetical these days in a hypothetical situation. But I did open up the vanilla, one of them, and I'm using it. And although I'm not, I like the chocolate better. I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'll ship the one vanilla back and keep this one vanilla. I think that's maybe what I'll do. I'll ship one vanilla back and keep one vanilla. That's what I might do. Because I'm not loving the vanilla, to tell you the truth. Not loving it. But I'll see. I'll wait a couple days or so to make my decision. And then I'll inform you, or I won't inform you. Went to my local Baja Fresh the other day, and there's a lady, there's two lady managers that work there. One was a Filipino lady, kind of a nice lady, and the other one is this Latina lady, and she doesn't seem to have much of a clue. You know, she seems to be like one of those managers that gets promoted just because I don't even know what the, you know, they just think like, well, she won't make waves. And so I hadn't seen the Filipino lady in a couple few weeks. And so I said to this other one, I said, well, what happened to, we'll call her so-and-so. That's a good name for a Filipina, huh? What happened to so-and-so? And she said, I said, did she quit? Did she get fired? And she said, oh, well, she got transferred. And I said, oh, okay. I said, where did she get transferred to? And she goes, oh, she went to, I don't know. I go, oh, she went to, I don't know. Is that, I don't know, California? I've never been there before. I understand it's beautiful. It's a nice, it's like a tourist attraction. I don't know, the I don't know peninsula. And I was going, oh, you don't, I mean, it was just so, like, I wasn't sure if she really didn't know. Like, she thought, well, maybe she's protecting her from a potential stalker. And it's against company policy to say where, you know, the people were transferred to. I don't know, or she maybe just didn't know. And, but I just thought, like, because she was about, she said, well, she was transferred to, I don't know. That was, where can I get an application to work at the I don't know store? I'd like to know that. The other day, I'm over at this juice bar. I've been going to get these green juices. And a couple, there's a guy and a girl behind the bar that worked there, very nice. And the girl, it was late at night, it was almost 10. And she wanted to have this protein drink, but without, she wanted, it had banana, and it had something else, and something, and whey protein. And she said that she didn't want the whey protein because that would make her gain weight or something. And I was like, I don't know, I think it's the banana that's going to put the poundage on you, because she's kind of a hefty girl, okay? Now, if you're slender out there, you can eat, I think, but fruit, like I'm on this thing now where I'm not eating much fruit. And I'm not going to explain it to anybody right now, but it's like the paleo diet, I guess, in a way. So, although didn't the cavemen eat fruit? All right, forget it. Anyway, so so they were talking, and I was saying, no, I said, well, I don't know, I think the whey, the protein would maybe help you feel full, you know, and give you, like, make you feel satisfied. And the guy goes, yeah, but that's got a lot of, you know, it's got, you know, protein's got fat. And I go, what are you talking about? Protein and fat are two separate things. I mean, some protein, yes, has fat. If you get a spare rib, it's filled with fat. You get a chicken, and the skin that covers it is fat. I don't think whey protein, I don't think it's got a lot of fat. And then when I called him on it, he kind of laughed and said, oh, no, I just tell people that, tell people stuff like that. Because, you know, all day long he's making juices for all these, like, you know, OCD, you know, organic people over here. And they'll probably ask him a question. He just gives them whatever, he just tells them what they want to hear. Oh, yeah, no, 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 broccoli's got, kale and broccoli are very high in fat. Very high in fat. You know, one thing I've noticed is that people don't, they never complain about fish being in captivity, okay? You know, they talk about animals and mistreatment of animals, but nobody ever says, hey, we got when we take the fish out of the ocean and we put them in an aquarium. Nobody says that. Right. Just a thought I had this week. So I'm over at Gouger's the other day, and I'm talking to this lady that works there, a nice lady, a Latina lady, and she was working on the shelves. She works on the shelves, and she also does the register. And at one point, so I said to her, you know, I haven't been coming to Gouger's that much lately. And I told her, you know, I've been going to Ralph's supermarket and they're cheaper and blah, blah, blah. And she says, oh, yeah. She goes, they've got a lot of Jews. They have a lot of Jews over there. And now, ironically, the particular Ralph's I go to is right in like the Orthodox Hasidic, I don't know if it's Orthodox or it's Hasidic, I think it might be both, Jewish neighborhood. So there are a lot of Jews walking around with the yarmulkes and the Jewish, like the super Jewishness. And I'm like, oh, like, but, and I was just like, oh my God, does she not know that I'm like, what is she talking about? I wouldn't, like, she's Mexican. I wouldn't ever say, yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans. But then it turned out she, I kid you not, she was talking about Jews. They got a lot of Jews over there. I mean, she's literally said, you know, really delicious, you know, juice, the orange juice. I mean, it was just like, oh my God. I know I've made that similar joke with somebody at Whole Foods one time when they asked me for my juice card over there. But this was something else. I was just like, you know, you have that moment when, as a Jew, I have to tell you, as a Jew, there's been the moment when their people don't know. This has happened to me. It happened to me in Gouger's once. There was a lady, I think she was Armenian, worked in the deli department. She doesn't work there anymore. And she started complaining about the Jews. And I go, hey, you know. And then there was another girl, a white girl that worked there. And she was complaining about the Jewish bosses. And I said to both of them, I'm Jew. I mean, just to let you know, I'm not like religious, but I'm a Jew. I mean, I'm Jewish. I'm born. I was born a Jew. And, you know, the white girl, I knew she didn't have a lot of, it wasn't like hatred. She was just frustrated with bosses. The other lady, the Armenian lady, I got the feeling she was a little bit kind of a hater. And she didn't believe me that I was a Jew. Because I guess I didn't have the big sideburns or the big beard. And then they have I tell you one thing about Gouger's. They have the cleanest restrooms. You know, even Whole Foods can't, the one I go to, the Whole Foods is just like, are you kidding me? Could you just have somebody come in here and swap this deck? Like every hour? See, Gelson's, they have a schedule. I said Gelson's. Oh my God, I gotta take it. Okay, now you know. Gouger's is Gelson's. I come clean. I'm out of the closet. Ah, what the hell? I mentioned Ralph's. But I like calling it Gouger's. And, I've been so careful till now. Woo! Okay. But anyway, Gouger's/Gelson's. Has the cleanest restrooms. And they're single restrooms, one for men, one for ladies. And I was waiting outside and because I had to go for quite a ride afterwards, and I thought, I'll just do a preliminary, okay? Preliminary thing here. And preliminary standing up, okay, folks? And for men, we stand up. And stand up and be counted. And so I'm standing there, you know, you try the door, it's locked, and you know somebody's in there. Okay, great. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden this older lady comes with a very older man, and she's holding on to him, and he's kind of like, you know, walking like, you know, holding on to like stuff and walking, and then, you know, he's definitely heading towards the bathroom. I say, hey, there's somebody inside there. And I said, do you want to go in there? There's somebody inside there. And he goes, oh yeah, I got to go really bad. I go, well, then you'll go in front of me. You know, you go in front of me. So, not in front of me. You're not going to go in front of me. I'm not going to stand there while you do it. I'm saying you'll go before me. So it's the person that's in the restroom comes out, and then he goes in, and then his wife says to me, you know, oh, she says, you know, she says to him, I'll wait right here by the bathroom. You know, when you come out, wait right here and I'll come get you. And then she turns to me and she says, he's got Alzheimer's. And I go, oh, that's so sad, you know? And then she says, you know, I'm going to go to my car and get the bags. Cause you know, you got to bring bags. You don't want to pay for bags. And when he comes out, if you could just tell him that, you know, to wait here for me. And I go, all right, whatever. And then, you know, he's in there for a while. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stand. I got other things I could go shopping for. Plus, she's only going to get, she told him to wait there. And she's only going to get her bags. Plus, how far could he go? So I go to, I had to go to the salad bar or something. And I go there. And then I come back. And he's gone. he's not standing there. And I'm thinking, well, maybe she came by. You know, it's not my problem, really. He's not my property here. So I go and do my business. I come out and I see him towards like the front of the store, not the very front, but where the checkers are, just sort of walking by himself, looking around. I go, oh, so I say to one of the employees, I tell him, hey, you know, you might want to go check on that guy over there. He goes, oh, I'll do that, you know, right away. And then the employee went in the complete opposite direction. So I didn't think much of it and anything else. And I keep, you know, doing my shopping. I didn't have that much to get. And then I'm about to check, you know, go to the check stand. And there he is. And I see he's, like, looking around. He's walking. I said, sir, are you looking for your wife? He goes, yes, yes, I am. I go, she said for you to wait by the restroom. And he goes, oh, okay. And so and I asked him, do you know where it is or I could show you? He goes, no, I know where it is. And, you know, he seemed pretty sharp, actually, which I guess in Alzheimer's, the people sometimes are back and forth, right? But my question is, that was sufficient time at that point. At that point, for that lady to have gotten her bags, come into the store and realize her husband wasn't there, and then actually go paging and looking for him, you know? I mean, I found him 2 times. So I was trying to, you know, who really has the Alzheimer's here, lady? Okay. Enough's enough. All right, that's it for today. I've enjoyed this podcast. I tell you, I've enjoyed doing it today. I don't know how entertaining it is, but I do my best. Because when you're in here by yourself, talking to the microwave, you must do your best. Okay. Thank you, everybody, who listens to the podcast. Stay tuned, and I will let you know when there are more exciting things like the newsletter, and I will just get in touch with some of the people I remember who couldn't access it on their devices before. I will let them know personally, because that's the kind of podcaster I am. I'm a personal podcaster. Okay, until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.